Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing. Everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold of. I believe.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed week. Double blessing for me, I told you. I love me some Mondays, even though people be like, ooh, Mondays, what is it, Mondays? I love Mondays. I feel blessed each day I wake up and each day I open my eyes, but something about a double blessing on Mondays, of course, because I do the show, and I get to interact with amazing people that log in and have supported this show. You know, Motivational Mondays has been on for a couple of years now. And it's a hidden treasure. Not everyone, you know, but when they tap into it, it's amazing, you know, and it's beneficial to a lot of people. So that's why I stay doing the show. I get a lot of support. And, you know, this becomes my my free therapy, y'all. If you want me to be transparent, it's my free therapy. So if you want to chime in on today's topic, right? So today's topic that we're going to go into is we're going to talk about your support system and people that you have around you. The people that you have around you that are your support system, are they really your support system? Like, how do they support you? How do they pour into you? Like, when you really need something or need them, are they there? Are they available? Like, are they intentional with being in your life? And sometimes checking you in love and letting you know what? That's not really proper. That's not healthy. Or maybe you should think about doing something else. Or, you know what? That just didn't look too cute on you. Whatever. But how is your support system? And your support system don't necessarily have to be just your family. For some people, it is just family, and they don't really have friends or anyone outside their family unit that they actually trust to pour into them. And that's fine if that's your situation. But there's some people that it's the other way around. They really don't have no family or no family support, and they really need to turn out to outside source. You know, a sisterhood, a brotherhood, if you will. Good morning, Joaquin, team God in the building. So today we want to talk about your support system and people you have around you. Who do you have around you? Who do you have around you? Are they a good support system? And do they really, really support you when you need them? Because a lot of people quickly to say, oh, if you need me, I'm there for you, and I got you 100%. I got your back or whatever. But yet when you call on them, it's like crickets, right? So we have to make sure we secure a nice, I like to call a village, right, because it takes a village, right? But I like to say, you know, I pick my village accordingly to my needs, right? So I need someone that's doing way better than me in my village, because that's someone I look, you know, look forward to, like, okay, you know, that's a point that I want to get to. I have people that, you know, that are kind of like in my level, if you will, and doing what I'm doing. I have those that don't do what I do, right, but still can respect what I do. Good morning, Chuck Platinum. Good morning, King. Good morning. So we have all sorts of different people. I like to have all sorts of different people in my village. When there's people that need to check me in love, I love that I can come to certain people and be like, hey, did I do this right? Or what do you think about it? You know, at the end of the day, everything is my choice. You know, and I choose to do certain things or not. Everything is definitely, you know, my own choice. But for the most part, when you have a village of people that you can trust, you can come to them and they can be sincere and they can be honest and they can be that great tool that you need that will check you in love. Now, my pastor yesterday was talking about a lot of people, when they go through stuff, they right away turn to, you know, Facebook and this and that and a YouTube and all type of stuff, and nothing wrong with that. But that's the thing, that's the first thing they do. Instead of the first thing you do is turn to God, right? You turn to God, you know, you build a relationship with God, and you're going through stuff and he's going to provide. And then you have your village. Joaquin, yes, makes a good point. So a mentor, you know, having mentors in your life. And just because you have a mentor doesn't mean that you're not successful. You can be a successful person still having a mentor in your life, you know. That's awesome. I have spiritual mentors. I have business mentors. I have all type of different mentors. And I'm very successful, you know, in life. It has nothing to do with not being successful. But I think mentors are great, Joaquin. You brought a great point. I'm trying to read what Brenda wrote right there. but I'm like through a whole bunch of thousand different channels. So let me see. So Brenda says, I am blessed to have a strong sister. My husband is my support system. Good morning, Andre. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, I'm trying to read Brenda's comment right now. I'm getting to it. Brenda, where you have your comment at? Okay, I'm going to have to read it from here. She's blessed. She says she's blessed to have a great support system. And I mean, oh, my God. When you told your husband, I can't see the see more. Oh, my apologies. I'm going to have to come back to it, Brenda. Yes. So Joaquin, you know, says so many great mentors out there. They are. There's some bad ones, too. You know, but that's the give and take, right? That's a give and take to the world. You don't have to draw into those bad ones. Prime example of what's going on now in the world. It's not going on now. It's always been going as far as like artists. You know, I love my hip hop, but in the hip hop world now, you know, it's just promoted and it's just glorified that you need to be doing drugs and getting high and just having your pants, you know, off your butt and all type of stuff. And lyrics don't matter. The words don't matter. You know, you can just say pretty much anything. And I think there's been a lot of artists that solidified that you can just say whatever you want out your mouth and become platinum and all that stuff. Right? So it's unfortunate, but facts, right? And so how is that helpful to us? You know, we're talking about building a good support system for ourselves, right? The people that we have around us. And it's not just people that we know, but people like that affect us, people that we watch on TV and we listen on the radio. Like, how does that affect us? Lizette says her parents are her greatest mentors. Yeah, my mother's a great mentor. My mother's number one in my village, right? She's my queen, you know? And so my queen has given me great examples too. But that's not the case for a lot of people either. A lot of people don't have great role model in parents. Like my mom, you know, my dad, not so much, but I still learned from his situation, you know, which is amazing. So your support system, the people that you have around you are crucial for your walk, are crucial for your life, you know? So yesterday I went roller skating with my queens, and we were celebrating Tarika's birthday. Happy birthday, Tarika. And, man, my legs are in pain. I'm in pain today. I ain't even gonna fight. I'm not as young as I used to be. Like when I was going to Roller World and Skate Palace and all that, right? I just think I told you my age, but it's all good. It's all good. So Marisol says, can I ask everyone to please pray for my friend and her family who lost their mom yesterday morning? Yes, so Marisol, you have a prayer request. I don't know what it is. I can't read everyone's full post. But Marisol, yes, I will definitely put that on my prayer request once I'm able to read everything. Good morning, Janet. Good morning, good morning. Yes, definitely prayers for your friend who lost their mom yesterday. So that's another thing too, you know. The support system, oh, I think I could read it here. Okay. Who lost their mom yesterday morning to cancer, you know, that cancer. That cancer is taking a lot of people in between the drug epidemic and the cancer. It's really taking a lot of people. I personally know a lot of people that are young people, younger than me, that are battling the situation with cancer. It's no joke. It's really no joke. You know, you got to really take care of yourself, man. So everyone on the feed and the line right now is sending prayers, Marisol. I hope that's comforting for you and comforting for your friend at this time. You know, there's no really nothing you can say of a loss of a parent, you know. But we just pray that her mom transitions at the feet of the Lord. We all want to be there one day. I know I do. So we're going to go into some music real quick, and we'll be right back.
Hold on a little longer.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you. So just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So that was Roy Tosh Stronger featuring Rose. If anybody's interested in adding it to your playlist, that's Roy Tosh featuring Rose. And yeah, I love that song too. Holding on, right? And being strong. And how do you do that? You don't do that by yourself. You do that with an amazing support system and amazing people that you keep around you. So if people are making you struggle and if they're becoming triggers, right, if they're not helping you elevate spiritually, financially, emotionally, morally, if they're not helping you, if, you know, elevate, those are people that should not be in your village. definitely should not be considered support system. And guess what, y'all? We can pray for them from a distance. We don't have to have them all up in our face, messing our walk and all that, right? We can pray for them from, like, over there. Like, hey, I got you, but you need to be over there. You know, because this space right here you're occupying could be for someone that's really, really going to support me and really love on me, right, and not judge me and everything else, right? So, you know, as we get older, right, and we begin to mature, like some people say, but I say mature. I don't know which one is. Doesn't matter. Anyway, same meaning. You get to see what's really important. And to me, I don't play around when it comes to my walk, my support system, and my village. I have all types of different people that acquire to be in my village. There's people that I need for a certain season while I'm going through some stuff. There's some people that will show me, will be like, hey, Emma, you know, will walk with me. There's some people that will be like, I'm just going to watch you from here. You know, it just looks different for everybody. But the support system that you have is key and vital to your purpose in life. You hear me? It's vital. So today I want you to think about who you have in your village. Who's in your village? Who's in your support system? Who do you need to remove or who do you need to add, right? Who do you need to go out and for mentorship? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with acquiring mentorship with somebody that can be able to pour into you and it you make you become that more greater person? So today, seek out a mentor. Evaluate your village, right? Evaluate, because every so often we have to evaluate our support system. Those that are genuine about when they say they love us, right? Those that mean us well, because there's people that could be around you that are harmful, you know, that are not necessarily there generally. You feel me? There's people that are there because, you know, their own selfish interests. You know, maybe they've invested in you and they feel they're going to get something back, or maybe they just feel they can get something from you, period, without having to do no work at all. So be super, 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 super careful with the ones that you invite in your support system, in your village. Evaluate today those around you. We need to do that every so often, like every 3 months, period of time for a job. Then every 90 days, I think we should do the same thing to our support system. We should evaluate, like, all right, let's make a checklist. You know, when I needed that person, and I don't just mean you called somebody, they couldn't call you back, and now, okay, that's it, you're exit out of my village. You know, I mean, right? I did say mature people, right? Because things happen and people are doing life. But if you call this person like 5 times, and the 5 times you reach out to them, they were not available, or, you know, they said, oh, they come pick up the phone, but then they're posting on Facebook and Instagram. I'm just saying, there needs to be an evaluation, right? Because you mean a lot more to that. Now, that also means that you have a responsibility towards them too. Because just because certain people in your village doesn't mean that they're just responsible for you and you get off scot-free. Like, oh, well, I don't have the time for that person. Because you will be exited out of their village and their support system too, right? So it works always. Good morning, Roger. Good morning. How are you? Welcome. So we're discussing your support system and the people that you have around you, and what does that look like, and that you should be evaluating every so often your village. You should evaluate who's there for you, who's not. If you're interested in calling in, the number is 213-943-3705, as I am live on lushradioonline.net. So you can listen through there as well, or you can just call in. Again, the number is 213-943-3705. And I'm going to find a way to have this on the screen, right? So I don't have to keep repeating it, but it's all good. I don't mind doing it. Make sure you also follow me on emmae2k.com. Make sure you support healingqueens.org. That is a nonprofit, and everything that's purchased there goes to help the queen in need. So thank you to those that have already have purchased items. So it's healingqueens.org. Yeah, and that's our nonprofit where we help our women in need that are going through, you know, all type of different situations. And, you know, we extend and we do life with women before, during, and after crisis. So thank you to those that already have donated clothing and monetary and everything else. So thank you. Okay. So I'm going to play, you know, as you know, I'll pay the bills. So I'm going to go into another song and be right back.
You
Good morning, good morning on Monday morning. Good morning, good morning. I love you, Kazo. Yes, good morning. Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. You can check me out through all the social medias right now. I think I am on. So I am on Facebook, Emma E2K. I'm on Instagram, Emma E2K. Twitter is the same, Emma E2K. I'm Googleable. Soy Google Hable. So go to Google and type in Emma E2K. Also log into lushradioonline.net. Lushradioonline.net. We're on Motivational Mondays. So our topic for today is your support system. People you have around you. Who supports you? Who do you have in your village? Who can you count on when you need to be checked, like in love? Who do you count on when you just need a shoulder to cry on? Like, who do you go to? And every 30 days, should you evaluate? Every 30 days, evaluate. Move the phone where? Every 30 days, evaluate that village. Evaluate that group. Like, do a checklist every 90 days, just the way they do in the job, right? You have probation time, and they give you a job probation. Then this is for your life. Why can't you do it for your life? Why only do it, for a job, but not for your life, right? Those that supposedly are going to support you and hold you down when you're doing life with them. Not everybody is a lifer. Not everybody is meant to really do life with you, right? And we don't take that in account. We think, oh, they're my friends and they're supposed to be there for me. No, not necessarily, no. They don't have to. Everything is a choice, you know? But when you have those amazing and great people that you can find that do support you, you have to be appreciative of them too, and you have to support them as well. It's a give and take. This relationship thing is a give and take. You know, a lot of people just want gimme, gimme, dame, dame, dame. You know, I want, I want, I want. But then they don't want to, you know, reciprocate that, if you will. You know, they don't want to even bother to pray for you, because they just like, listen, I got my own thing going on. And that's cool. I mean, it's cool for some people. But in your life, you want to know that your support system is strong. You want to keep them accountable, right, to you, as you are accountable to them. So making a checklist for your support system. Making a checklist for your support system. Sometimes we have people in our lives that we know them for 30, 40 years. Doesn't mean that they belong in your support system necessarily, right? Or they should even be around you because they can be challenging. They can stir certain feelings that you kind of been, you know, suppressing, or kind of, you know, you're not supposed to really be, right, around that element. Like, we grow now. We grow. So you know the difference between someone being a trigger and between someone just being supportive, right? I'm going to leave that at that because y'all grown. I don't got to be telling y'all what to do. Going into another song, be right back.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. Song that I do not like. People always changing colors like a stoplight. I'ma call you lefty cause I know you not right. If you thought I was done, you should learn from Saint Nick and check twice. Ask me how I got here, I'll say God brought me. Ask me who this power from, it's gone on me. Every step I'm taking, I know God got me. I learned from the best, you can tell them God taught me. Yes. God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me.
Keep me on the way when I walk like this. Sauce like this. Boss, I guess God knows I'm blessed. Go to the bank and I cash that check. Guess what's next? I'll be the best. Don't get confused, I'm reliable. That's cause I always produce. God chose me so I don't have to choose. I can live out my dream. Must be the shoes.
You don't want to offend anybody, so you tiptoe. You so focused on your balance like you're a flamingo. Enjoy your day. Truth is out here, but it's hiding. So I make all of this music and they like it. All your blooming smoke like it was cannabis. Why are we ignoring what the problem is? This year let's come together, put a stop to this. Long live the revolution. God who thought God away. God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it.
God taught me.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. And today what we're discussing is your support system and people you have around you. How vital that is to your walk. How vital that is to your success, right? To your success in life. And we can do this on a personal or we can do this business. However, it still is the same thing. The people that support you, that support your walk, that support your dream, that support your vision, that see the same way that you do or don't, people that you have around you that are pouring into you, that are constantly amping you up like, hey, you got this. Or are they like, you're dreaming too big. You can't accomplish that. No, you can't really get that done. You don't have the education. You don't have the smarts. You don't have the looks. You don't have the brain. You don't have the money. You don't have the, you know, like, how are people pouring into you? Like, man, you got this. You don't, you know, you don't need money. Like, you know, keep praying. Like, I'm going to pray for you. Like, you know, it's a big difference on how people support you, how your support system is vital to what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to stay clean and sober, if you're a person that's giving up habits, drugs, you know, just not a clean lifestyle, right? And you're trying to get away from that, the last thing you need in your support system is someone that's still doing that and kind of still in that life. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that they're not your friend, but it just means you guys need to meet in a mutual place. Or maybe you should, it should be a phone call every so often just to make sure, you know, check on each other. But not like, hey, come over and where I'm hanging out at, if it's vital for me not to do that because I can fall back on what I used to do and I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So a good support system, make sure that they check on you. Like, hey, are you doing well? You know, you said you started this diet. Like, are you still doing the diet? Or, you know, how is that working? You know, did you go to church this Sunday? Did you read that book? Did you finish writing that book that you say you was going to write, or that play, or whatever it is? You know, you're in school, encourage them. Like, hey, continue, keep going. Like, what can I do to help you, to assist you? How can I love on you while you're going through whatever it is you're going through? If it's a health issue, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. There's just ways that you can support somebody and be their amazing support system. We all need it. We all need prayers, and we all need people to be accountable to, and we need to, you know, set people like to high standards. Like, hey, you can do so much better. Like, come on, you know, you got this, right? We don't push each other enough. Why? Because for other things, we're quick to do it. So why not push people to continue to be amazing, continue to you know, walk in their walk, continue to be the best version of them, you know? Why? All right, so I'm going into music again, I think, and then I'm coming back with final thoughts. Good morning, Robert. Good morning, good morning. Going into music. Be right back. Don't forget, you can call in 213-943-3705, or you can tune in through lushradioonline.net or MIE2K through my Facebook, Instagram, all channels I'm on.
Vida pasión. Posse, come on.
See me.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Okay.
Feel me.
Listen. I never knew being the female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Please see me who I am.
Yeah, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. That was Butter P, See Me. Butter P, See Me. Those that want to add that to the playlist, that's Butter, and it's B-U-T-T-A-P, See Me. So, yeah. So that's another amazing, amazing Christian artist doing her thing. I just, you know, I support her, love her movement, love her music. So if you want to add that to the playlist, because I know there's people that are always asking me for the names and the artists, that this is why I share this with you. So we're getting close to the hour. It's about like 10 more minutes that we got more remaining to the show. Those that want to call in, you can call in at 213-943-3705, or you can log in through lushradioonline.net. So that's lushradioonline.net. You can also follow me on all social media. So right now I'm live also on Facebook, Emma E2K. So it's Facebook backslash Emma E2K. I'm also on Instagram, Emma E2K. That's E-M-M-A, letter E, the number 2, the letter K. You can go to my website, emmae2k.com, and go to my guest book and leave me some love there. Leave me some love and support. I love it. Michelle, good morning. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning. So we're talking about support system and the people that you have around you. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, you know what, I keep my circle tight and I keep my circle small. And that's fine for the most part, but y'all, listen to me. We need a support system. Like, we're not even meant to do life alone. We can't do life, right? We want to have other people, but we want to have the right people. You need to have the right people to support. You see it, right? Ring, 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 ring. Good morning, good morning. Yes, you see it. We want to have the right people to support us, because just because people come around and like, hey, you know, whatever, I'm with you, I'm rocking with you, doesn't necessarily mean that they should be part of your village or the people that support you, you know? So we need to do the evaluation every so 90 days, probation time, right? Probation time. So every 90 days, we should do a checklist and evaluate if this person still qualifies to be able to be in our support system. Now, you don't want people that trigger you. You don't want people that set you off. You don't want people that are going to have you backslide, right? Those people are not people that should be in your village or in your support system. So we need to evaluate that, right? Where do we put them? Not in the circle. And it's okay. You can pray for them from a distance. I learned that. I learned that I can love people. There's people that I love immensely, and I pray for them, but they're not necessarily in my day-to-day life. You know what I mean? They're not necessarily, like, in that much communication. And it's okay. I still pray for them. I still wish them well. They don't have to be in contact, right? They don't have to have my number. I don't have to really go with them anywhere, have lunch, dinner, or otherwise. I don't have to really engage in conversation with them because what they have to say is really not going to be nutrition for my soul. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say okay to that. I'm going to evaluate that. And I think everybody should do that. Everybody should, every so often, evaluate those that really support your life. I'm telling you, it's so vital. It's so important when you really, really take the time to really, really think about that. I really, really, truly think about that. Okay, so I'm going to go into one more song, I think. Yep. And then I think when I come back, I'm going to go into my final thoughts. Thank you guys for hanging out.
I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I pray. I'm gonna pray. You won't find me in church,
no.
Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone, and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I'm stood here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. And we're close to the ending of the show right now. But before that, I want to read out a devotional. I like to end with devotional. And then after devotional, I'm going to give my final thoughts about the topic that we're discussing today, which is your support system and the people that you have around you. For September 10, 2018, the word is silence. If the radio were broken in your car, would you need to fix it immediately or would you relish the silence? Perhaps you or someone you know keeps the TV on all day for the noise. What is it about silence that makes so many of us uncomfortable? Some of us even talk to ourselves to avoid it. I know I'm guilty of that. Yesterday, we explored solitude. Our feelings about silence often connect directly to our feelings about being alone. The radio keeps us from realizing we are alone or from leaving us alone with our thoughts. But alone with our thoughts is exactly where God most wants to speak to us. How can we hear him if we're partially tuned to a song, show, or commercial? How can we listen if we never stop talking? For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Psalm 62:5. Seek out silence today. Allow God to discern your needs, your question, and then wait for him to answer. Ooh, my devotional is on fire today. I pray that that's effective for somebody that just heard that. You know, we go, it just makes sense from what my pastor was talking about yesterday. Oh, shout out to my crossover family, where we want to hear from God, but we're running around, you know, finding YouTube videos and asking 1,000 people about their suggestions. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we don't stay still enough for God to speak to us. You know, sometimes we just got to pause, really pause, and allow God to be able to speak to us. We asking God 1,000 questions, but yet we're not staying still enough so he can answer us. We're not staying still enough so we can be able to have a conversation with him. So today, be still so you can hear from him. Be still so you can concentrate on your support system and the people that you have around you. Are the people that you have around you supporting you in that? Right? We're just sometimes moving just way too fast for our own good. And we're kind of doing like the chasing, like the dog chasing our tails just around and around, where we need to just sometimes just pause and just be still and let God talk to us. Have that conversation with God before we run around and, you know, seek anything else and anybody else before we seek him. So that's what I got today. Thank you. This topic of, you know, the support system, again, I ask everybody, evaluate your support system. Evaluate those people that you have around you. Make a checklist every 90 days. Like, are these people in this season supposed to be there? Because for each season, it's different. Maybe in this season, you know, not that they're not important, but in this season, they really can help you grow or get to that next level, right? So have an amazing day. Have a blessed week. Be careful who you support and those that support you. Peace. So I'm going to start logging off out of each one. I'm off Instagram, off IG right now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget to follow me on all the social channels. Emma E2K at Emma E2K. That's all you got to do. Follow me. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. You guys are a great support system. If I didn't tell you today, or if I haven't told you, then thank you. Have an amazing day, y'all. Peace.